thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. Happy Friday. Happy Independence Day weekend. We're thrilled that you were with us. The struggles in southern Arizona seem to be have been getting worse over the past year. We've talked with Jonathan Lyons from Yuma County quite a bit, and we're talking with him again. Jonathan, welcome back to the show. Let's start with what happened at the border. You were there yesterday. Were you down on the border last night?
Yeah, we just went down there briefly last night and did not see a whole lot of activity because of the heat. Most of the people that are coming across are amassing throughout the night and love to come in early in the morning.
Are you expecting, well, first of all, you were pretty overwhelmed with the surge that you've been seeing. Are you expecting it to get worse in your area if they end this Remain in Mexico plan, or is it not going to affect Yuma as much?
It shouldn't affect Yuma significantly. Most of what we're seeing, Mike, are the people who are expelled under Title 42, and that is still happening. We send a plane out of Yuma every couple of days, and many of these people that are coming across are able to be repatriated to their home countries under Title 42, and that's actually cut down on the flow from some of those countries. And in speaking with Border Patrol, the Remain in Mexico policy, they are actually not having to expel very many people. Because of that, we may see a surge specifically from Mexico being next door, but they don't anticipate that it will change the overall pattern that we're seeing here in this area.
There were some pictures recently that I saw online of one Border Patrol agent in Yuma with hundreds of people to be processed. And the caption was that there was only one Border Patrol agent or a federal agent available for these hundreds of people and their processing. Was that the case? And is it still the case? Are they still that overwhelmed at the border?
We are still overwhelmed. Our numbers have actually dropped a little bit because of the heat. So instead of being, you know, 1,000 or more plus a day, we're in that 700 range, and that's still ludicrous. Federal government is still not doing their job. However, one of the promises and commitments that Mayorkas made to me while he was here was to provide additional federal support. And so in this area, we've had at a minimum 200 other federal agents coming in, and they are doing most of the processing, and Border Patrol has been out on the line. And what I've seen personally is double the amount of agents that are out there. They are going after the people with bad intentions. They're going after the people who are, you know, we would consider bad actors and those who are smuggling. And so I am very grateful for the changes that we've seen in this area, and maybe that's been one of the deterrents for some of the numbers going down.
Sheriff Daniels in Cochise County was on with Arizona's Morning News yesterday and was lamenting how bad it is with these smugglers. Many times they're juveniles, but these smugglers that are bringing people over. And he said they ran into one smuggler twice in one night that he had been turned loose. Are you seeing that there as well?
No, we are not. And actually, as part of the disruption, local DHS, Border Patrol, they actually lateral people out of Yuma and send them to other areas so that they're not able to go back to immediately what they were doing if they've been returned to Mexico. So with those lateral movements and lateral transfers have caused a disruption and a slowdown.
So are you seeing improvement, which is a good thing? Do you expect that in the fall it's going to ramp back up, or do you think now the federal government is actually sending more resources your way and they can help slow this down?
We are seeing the federal contractors back on the ground. We know that we're still waiting for some of the contracts to be signed. And one of the commitments that was made to us was to plug the gaps, specifically at the dam and some of the other open areas. And that's happened. And as Governor Ducey announced, we have actually already started putting up our own wall in certain areas, Mike, which has been fun to see.
So what about local law enforcement? How is local law enforcement, I would say first responders in general, because I know that there's rescue efforts and things that are also done. How are your resources in that regard holding up?
You know, that's still a struggle, and because of the heat, a lot more 911 calls come in. People find themselves in trouble. The deaths continue to rise. We've had, I believe that we are double our amount of deaths coming through the desert from last year. So I think that we're approaching 40-some-odd people who have passed away in the last 4 months as they have come through the southern part of the border. And that's typically, Mike, where we get some of the bad actors and most of the narcotics, fentanyl being smuggled up.
That was going to be my next question, was about the drugs and the introduction. We heard a statistic about Arizona being, I think it was Sheriff Daniels that said this, Arizona is the worst in fentanyl incidents in the country. Arizona is the worst in the country right now. What's happening in Yuma in that regard?
We're still seeing some of that. However, our law enforcement, working with Mexican law enforcement, they were actually able to shut down a fentanyl press where they compounded the drugs in San Luis Rio, Colorado, 2.5 weeks ago. And so we've seen a little bit of a slowdown, not much. It doesn't take much for them to kind of rebuild. We're still seeing, I believe, 100% increase in the narcotics that we are able to interdict with the state border task force working in conjunction with local law enforcement.
How are your resources, some of your charitable organizations, food banks, how are they holding up? Because I know they were strained for a while as well.
You know, we have a large homeless population here, and we also have a significant amount of people kind of passing through. And so when you compound it with people who show up directly at some of these areas, yes, it continues to be a strain and a struggle. Last Monday, we had a line that stretched almost half of a mile long at our food bank. And some of those people, it was determined that they were illegal and we cannot process program food for them. So they end up some of the other agencies in the area.
I appreciate the update as always. We wanted to touch base. You are always, you know, finger on the pulse of what's happening. And up here in the valley, we talk about it. But I wanted to hear from someone that's facing it on the front lines. And I always appreciate you doing it. And I hope you have a good Independence Day.
You too, Mike. Happy Independence Day.